This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A new study finds climate change is putting more rare earth minerals in some Colorado waterways. But as CPR Sam Brash reports, it might not be bad news.
The CU Boulder research focuses on the Snake River in central Colorado, which is highly acidic due to drainage from old mines and natural geology. The result is water capable of dissolving rare earth minerals from rocks in the riverbed. These contaminants also appear to be getting more concentrated as climate change reduces the state's snowmelt. The researchers say it could be both a problem and an opportunity. While the minerals pose health impacts, they could also possibly be harvested for smartphones and electric cars. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Students at several Douglas County high schools Wednesday protested wearing masks as stricter mask mandates fuel political turmoil across the county. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Student protesters say masking should be a personal choice and they don't want to wear them anymore. The district's Paula Hans says families were informed on Tuesday that the district was following the Tri-County Health Department's new universal masking order for students and staff 2 years old and above.
We will work with our families and staff members who cannot tolerate a mask due to medical or mental health reasons.
The department says the Delta variant has led to an increase in case rates among children. Douglas County commissioners voted to split from Tri-County and form their own health department. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The newest buffalo to perform as CU's live mascot will make her debut tomorrow night at the football team's season opener against the University of Northern Colorado. The 500-pound Ralphie is the sixth buffalo to hold that name, and CU expects her to continue growing, possibly to over 1,200 pounds. The search to find a new Ralphie was delayed by the COVID-19 pandemic. This is CPR and KRCC.